Good to see you, my friend.
Good to see you too, John.
Look at that. We still have both our names up there.
Oh, my. They haven't canceled us. It's fantastic.
Nielsen loves
it. Sit down. Stand up with John and Mott.
We are here. Hey, so before we started this broadcast today, we were talking about, a lot of things, but getting old and just trying to stay healthy.
Right.
Right. And we were talking about the 4th. And we started with the 4th. First of all, how was your holiday? How was your 4th of July?
It was good. It was quiet.
Very quiet.
You know.
250. Happy 250.
Happy 250. You don't look it.
You don't look it. I got to tell you, that Thomas Jefferson's looking fantastic.
He looks good.
He looks good at that little
place. Yeah, those four presidents are stoned up at Mount Rushmore.
So did you do anything? You just kind of hung out?
No.
It was hot.
Kind of quiet. Went to the beach, hung out for a little bit, and then just came home, had a hot dog, and just relaxed.
You know how I say, I mean, as a kid, I was so excited to go to fireworks shows.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Now, I find myself, we're sitting on the couch in our family room watching fireworks on television. That's
like the Yule log. It's the July 4th Yule log.
Like, they go off and be like, that one was a dud. I mean, it's like the same dialogue we had when we were watching it in person. We're watching it on TV. It's like, okay, that's good. And we shut it off.
Yes. But at the end, you're happy that you watched it from your couch.
Exactly.
Because you're not stuck in traffic for 2 hours to try and get out from wherever you were watching.
I was totally fine. And you can watch it at any time. I could stream that stuff. That's funny. I don't even know if it was real. I mean, it could have been an AI show.
Yeah, that's it. You can Google fireworks and just sit there all day long.
So you're telling me, so the day on the 4th, you kind of hung out at the beach, and all of a sudden, what happened, man?
I thought I was dying. Well, I wasn't sure. You know, because at my age, it's like every
how
little
do we know?
Is that my heart? Is my heart over here? Where is it? You know? And then you can Google like a WebMD, that WebMD,
which is
the worst. Don't do that. It's the worst thing you could do because it'll give you all these, you know.
This show is sponsored by WebMD.
Yeah. My grandson did that once. Something was wrong with him. And he goes, Pops, I think I have cancer. You don't have cancer.
You remember that? You ever watched the Brady
Bunch? Your testicles are swollen. You're all right.
You ever watched the Brady Bunch?
Yes.
There was an episode where Peter had like this medical manual.
Right.
Or Peter, I don't know, I think it was Peter. And he was, and same thing, right? This is obviously pre-internet and all that. And he was, you know, like he was reading all these symptoms of this one thing. Like, swollen hand. Yeah, that's when I was playing catcher without a mitt and all that. And then he thought he had this like really terrible disease.
Yeah.
And they found out that the pages were stuck together. And it was like, no, man, you actually have like a hangnail. Oh, God. That's what WebMD
is. It's the worst. It's the worst thing to do. Or as a guy, mostly what we do is call up a friend and say, hey, did you ever have this? Yeah. Oh, it was nothing. Oh, okay, I'm good. That's it. Or if you got it's swelled up over on one side of your body.
I know.
Like your neck. Let me see. Oh, no, there's two of them. Okay, like, we're good.
Like, what is the age? What's the age where all of a sudden you do find something, and then you like, before, like when we were younger, like something would be like, you know, like just walk it off.
Yeah.
But now it's like we find something, we're like, you know, we're like, oh no, I am dying.
Yeah. So call my lawyer, fill out a will.
That's right.
You know, do all these, call my kids, say goodbye.
Yeah. Every time I feel like I have something, my wife literally goes to her Facebook page and changes her profile to single and ready to mingle.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm going to be okay. Like, all right, hang on a second.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Erased.
Yeah. I don't know when that age is. I started thinking about mortality more, I think, once I turned 60.
Okay.
So that was kind of like, okay.
60. Yeah.
And it's not that old, but it's for some reason I started thinking about it more because, you know, I think up to that point in my head, you know, I don't think we age in our head more than to 25 years old.
Oh, okay.
You know, because you're like, hey, I can tell you.
What are you smoking?
Yeah. Well, some good stuff now. Dispensaries. Yeah.
No, 60 is kind of, it's a weird, it's like a limbo age. Like anyone over the age of, like if we died today, right? And we're in our early 60s, right? Like anyone over the age of 50 would be like, oh, you know, he was so young.
Yeah.
But anyone over the age of, like around the age of 30 would be like, oh, he had a good run.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when it's like, you know, you're not quite old, but you're not quite young.
Yeah.
You're like right in limbo.
Yeah. And unfortunately, when you get to a certain age, you know, you're in that bracket of people are starting to pass.
That's right.
You know, between like 65 and 80.
You start knowing people are dying.
Oh, it's like every week I have a friend of mine that that passed away. But it's like, oh, he's only 70.
You don't have a lot of friends anymore, do you?
Well, not as many as I used to. But so what, I friend their family, so it makes up for the loss. I pick up three, lose one.
Right.
But it's like, you know, he's like, oh, he's only 70, 71. So, wasn't that old.
I know.
It's like, but that is old.
That's it's a good run.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I take 71. I mean, that's not that far away, but I mean, like, you know.
Yeah.
I just don't want it to hurt.
Yeah, I want to go quick. I want to go like Rockefeller, you know? I want to come and go at the same time.
So wait, so you weren't, so in the fourth, you were having a moment. What happened?
I was having a moment, and I had just gotten out of the shower.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was sitting there doing whatever you do after you get out of the shower, and I could feel a little lightheaded. And I'm like, oh, maybe I just, you know, whatever. And then I could feel I got to sit down, you know. And so I sat down, and it's like,
oh, really?
Oh, my God. Wow. I'm like, am I going to pass out? Am I going to fall over? You know, and I was had a pain in my neck. I am sweating profusely.
After your shower.
I got to take another shower.
Yeah,
and my wife's going to me, why don't you just go in the shower, take a cold shower? I said, I don't think I can make it back to the shower without falling over, you know? And then, so what do? I cool off, but I get a concussion because I smacked my head as I fell down. So I'm sitting there, and she's getting cold compresses and putting it on me, which, you know, she's my wife. She's taking care of me. She's a good woman, you know?
Right. That's nice.
But I'm like, oh, my God. And I'm in my head, I'm going, listen to you. And I'm like, I can't go out like this. This is my last moment here.
So what'd you do?
Nothing. I sat there.
You sat there.
I sat there.
You drink some
cold compresses, drank some water. And
so you're dehydrated.
I think severely dehydrated.
See,
and because like a lot of people, we talked about this, a lot of people don't drink a lot of water.
I don't drink water. And here I am drinking water. I'm drinking a lot of water.
I got it now.
I'm just like, I'm so much more conscious about drinking water today.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And it's like the simplest thing you can do, which you should do every
day.
And
it's free.
And it's free. Well, not, this wasn't, but, you know, and you keep it in the car, whatever. You just take a couple of sips every few minutes or something. It's like, I'm an idiot.
I know.
You know? And how many people die from stupid stuff?
No, listen to us, man. This is what we talk about now. When I get together with my friends, like before, I mean, think about just the way the conversation has evolved over our lives.
Yes.
And we used to get, it was all about careers and all that. Now we get together and we're together for 2 hours and all we're exchanging notes with each other about our pains and our ailments and what our doctor said and what statin we're on and how many milligrams you're taking and like, what does Benadryl make you drowsy? I mean, this is what we talk.
I know.
It's so sad.
It is sad. We've evolved into this.
Oh, God.
We've evolved into our parents.
We're like that ad, man. We are, you know, we are becoming our parents.
Yeah.
Which is a great campaign.
Yeah.
I love that.
Oh, yeah.
That's fantastic.
I ran into a buddy of mine who I worked with at the post office for years. And I just saw him at CVS, which now I run into people at CVS and the grocery store. Those are the hot spots.
That's where I spend most of my time. The CVS pharmacy line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you meet everybody in there.
Oh, I met some really
fantastic
nice people.
Yeah. You know, you can compare what prescriptions you're
on.
Maybe even share. You know, so it's not bad if people are outside. It's like a dispensary. You're outside. Pop a couple of these. You'll feel better. And I'm asking him. So he was a mailman for years.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? Okay. I got neuropathy in my feet now, so I'm a little off balance and stuff like that. And it's just like.
Guy spent his whole life on his feet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like I was telling you before, the things that, you know, years ago you'd go into a bar and you'd talk to people and it's like, hey, got any weed? Hey, who's got the blow? You know, things like that. I was in a bar recently, and I saw a couple of friends of mine I hadn't seen in a while, and we're talking, and we're all around the same age, all over 65 years old. And the conversation is, so what kind of supplemental insurance are you on for Medicare? What has happened to us?
Sad.
Drinks are on me!
Yeah! Oh, my God. This is where it's going. This is where it's going. Our young producer, Nicole, is just like...
She's just sitting over there laughing.
She's falling asleep.
She's flaunting her
she's
health.
Falling asleep.
Just in our faces.
Yeah.
My veins are clear. I'm not on anything. Ha, ha, ha. Old guys.
You know, but I got to tell you, so ChatGPT and medical.
Right.
Okay. And I've actually had a conversation with my doctor about this too, because I came down with this kind of this.
That's like you're cheating on him. Admitting
no, it's
that
weird.
You're cheating on
him. So I go to my doc. I go for my annual physical, right? and I do the blood and the urine and all that stuff.
And my finger?
Now they're doing it. I'm beyond finger.
They
need like 9 gallons of blood to do all the testing they do now. You know, before it used to be like one drop, like you're good. Now it's like, can you come back for round two in about an
medical
hour?
Medical vampires.
Yeah, seriously. So anyway, so I do the testing. He calls me up. You know, when the doctor calls, it's usually not a good sign because I don't talk to the guy other than my appointment.
Yeah, you don't want that call.
No. It's like, hi, did you want to go out or what are we doing? He goes, I'd like to do some more testing. I'm like, oh, okay. So I go do some more testing. I do this urine testing. I'm like, fine, I'm like this heavy protein in my urine.
Right.
You know, it's like too much Skippy peanut. I don't know what's happening, right? So the thing about the technology these days, because now when you do all this test, it just pops up in your portal and you're like, yeah, you have a new test result.
Right.
So all I'm doing, I'm just copying and pasting the test results into ChatGPT.
Right.
And it's diagnosing it. So my doctor calls me the next day. He goes, yeah, I think you might have this. I'm like, yeah, I already know that.
And I'm not paying for this phone call.
Dr. Chat told me what I mean, it's crazy. It told me exactly what he told me. And I was starting to think, is he using chat? I mean, I don't know. Maybe he just put it in chat.
How come you don't have a medical degree up on your wall?
That's right.
Chat GPT.
That's right. The University of Chat.
Chat GPT MD.
I know. But it's like, is he doing that too?
Yeah. I mean, there's so much stuff now that you... I mean, years ago, I mean, it was the elders had all the
elders,
medicinal...
And they would bleed you.
Yes. Yeah.
We're gonna let's find him a leech and let's bleed him.
That should cure you. You know, vampires come by, tapped out.
Oh man, that was crazy stuff. Yeah. Crazy stuff. Yeah. Speaking of crazy stuff, did you pay attention to this whole thing that's going on in Maine? This whole Graham Platt.
I'm not following. I mean, I know what's going on, but it's just
all right. So I don't. I like we do a lot of stand up. I don't touch politics at all in stand up.
I stay away from. I'm not
totally
that smart. I have my opinions, but to me, you lose half the room as soon as you open your mouth about it.
Well, unless I could say like, you know, I mean, I've done a couple things that are very generic, like politics, but not being political.
Right.
Talking politics versus getting political. Very different. You know, there are some comedians who just, you know, I don't hear a lot of comedians like start getting political. Some do. More musicians do these days.
Yes, they
do. I was at the Springsteen concert.
Oh, yeah.
That was like a political revival.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. He's kind of gone in. From what I've heard, I have not seen him in a while.
He does not like Trump. Weird. Crazy. He does not.
Shocking.
He's not a fan.
Shocking.
Not a fan.
All the songs he's written,
know
you would think he would be right behind him.
He let us know for about 3 hours.
Yeah, see, that's, I mean, he'd do a 3-4 hour concert without any of that. So.
Yeah, no, he there was one point he literally sat down and was like just talking to us for about 10 minutes about his political.
You know, you're here to entertain. I mean, he has a right to speak, whatever, but.
Yeah.
People have a right to just want to listen to his music.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you're there
That
for.
Was the first time I saw him. I'm not a Springsteen crazy. Like some people are like, I've seen him 910 times.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen him like 20 times.
Oh, yeah. See, that's I don't need to see bands more than once.
Yeah.
I really don't. I'm totally fine. I've seen, you know, I think I've maybe seen U2 like 3 times, but once I've seen a band once, it's like, okay, I'm good.
Yeah. I mean,
check
there's certain bands I've seen a lot. You know, I mean, Springsteen's probably number one.
Kajagoogoo.
Aha, of course.
Kajagoogoo seemed like Wham. 30, 40. I saw Milli Vanilli.
Those bands. But sometimes I saw the Beach Boys a bunch of times, but it was because I was announcing concerts at Stanford.
Oh, okay. All right.
So
that was by default.
The bands came through. You know, I got to see them.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but I'm not like some people.
But I don't
like,
want to hear, you know, preachings. You want to say a little something, that's fine.
That's
but,
fine.
You know,
right.
Hey, vote.
But I just was like, it's like you know, I mean, I get involved in the political process, just the whole psyche behind politics these days is just insane. Like, I started paying more attention to this whole Maine thing because it just started garnering the headlines. And also, I have a good friend of mine who lives in Maine, so I talked to him, like, pretty much every day. And then he started talking, I'm sorry, I got to do some research, you know, what's going on with this guy and all that. But it's just the insanity of... You know, here's a guy, again, not getting political, but just talking about the politics. You know, not getting, talking about being political and all that. But here's a guy who gets, you know, the damage and the baggage that he's bringing. The guy's got the Nazi tattoo.
Yep.
He's got these.
Check.
horrific Reddit post.
Check.
Yeah, he's been allegedly raped people and all that.
Check.
And people are still going like, yeah, we're good.
I like his policies.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's just like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. And then it's like, you know, and you're still going, and I'm reading this, I'm like, oh my God. But people, they don't care. Because they, obviously everyone...
No, if he says something you, that you like, you can
want
forgive everything. You know, but then one side says, you know, holds that up as, well, how can you vote for somebody like that? And then on the other side, you got, you know, you know who's happy about all that stuff with him is Paxson in Texas.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Gets the headlines off of that guy.
Well, right? That he's running against, what's his name?
Tallarico.
Yeah, Tallarico.
Yeah.
And this guy... Paxson's got a lot of baggage.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And then finally, and then it's like, and they think like, all right, and then it's like, all right, you know, that's not gonna be this guy. That, all right, and then something else, I'm like, oh, that's not gonna be this guy. And finally, someone comes out and goes, all right, he raped me. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's it.
Yeah, but we're still undecided.
You know, there's some people going like, well, you know.
But I like his policies.
You know, it's like, it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like we're people are so committed to the team. I mean, I actually read a lot of history. I'm a big
history
buff, right?
I'm a huge history buff.
Love U.S. history, right? So back when this is a little, there's not going to be a test on this, so you don't need to take notes.
This is where the audience goes to sleep.
That's right. But right, so when the country was founded, right? This is going back a couple years ago, right?
Okay, 250.
250.
Well, it wasn't founded. It was already here.
It was here. It's like when we became the United States of America.
Yeah,
right?
And okay. Even then we weren't that united.
We were not. No, from day one. Yeah. We've been literally a civil war since day one.
Yeah.
Because if you recall, let's just go back to our notes from U.S. history class at high school. You had the Federalists, right? Those are like Hamilton and Adams, you know, the rich, the lawyers, the doctors, the educated, all that. And then you had kind of more the common men, you know, the ones that like were like Jefferson was like all more for those and all that, right?
Yeah.
So you kind of had this split and all that. But the Federalists like Hamilton and maybe Madison and all that, but even Washington and all that. But they wanted, you know, because there was this conversation about who should determine who the elected people are who are going to run the government.
Right.
And Hamilton and all those folks were like pushing for, we will decide. We don't want the people to decide. And they're literally were saying because they're a bunch of idiots.
Yeah.
They literally were saying because the people are
they
gone.
They proved that over and over
right.
again.
And then Jefferson were like, no, we got to keep up with the people. And then so the House representatives were voted by the people. And then the Senate.
The Electoral College.
Yeah, yeah. And then the Senate was like, you know, like several years later and all that. But their whole thought was, well, we have this fear that we might get an idiot in Congress and might be an idiot as president.
Right.
And you're going back and like, my God, you were right.
Yeah, yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
They were good.
Yeah. Well, to consider that 250 years ago, you had this group of men, you know.
Right.
White men.
Yes.
Slaveholders.
With slaves.
But, you know, to form something like that and what they went through. I mean, most people think, I would think, the Revolutionary War, a couple of years.
A couple years.
Like 7-8 years.
It lasted a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, lasts a while. But then also it's just like, just the foresight, you know? I mean, just to be able to think, and like they weren't planning for like today, which is what pretty much politics is right now. People, you know, they talk about, well, we're looking out for a future.
Yeah.
You know, no, you're not.
No.
You're looking out for today.
Yeah.
And looking out for your own pockets, all that. But they were literally thinking 250 years down the road.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I believe, again, there's not going to be a test on this. But I believe
there could be a pop quiz, though.
I believe that we have the longest, the Constitution that's lasted the longest without ever being changed.
Yeah,
in the world.
Yeah, and this is a document that was written, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution.
Crazy. You know, now, there's some argue that we do need to change some things.
Well, they left it open to amendments, so you can,
which will never happen.
You know, but you have a Congress that you know won't make decisions, won't do their job.
I know.
I mean, I don't want to vote. Hey, recess. It's like being in school, you know? Oh, we got a test coming up. No, we don't want to take that test. Recess.
And then they got that guy, I think was in Jersey, the guy who it was like AWOL.
Oh, yeah, for 5 months.
For like 5 months.
Yeah. And medical, I guess he was on.
He was depressed.
And from what I read today, he, yes, and hey, that. Obviously, he had a medical condition. He was suffering from depression.
Allegedly.
You know, I mean, who isn't depressed? You know, but supposedly he voted against giving, like, you know, leave to people with medical conditions.
More depressed.
Yeah, with, you know, family leave or medical leave.
Right.
He voted against it, but he's getting paid.
It's just the hypocrisy. That's what just drives me. Just it's the inanity. I don't even know what inanity is a word.
I don't know, but
it is today.
It sounds good.
Inanity. I had that removed.
Look it up. Google it. Chat GPT.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Melican. We have to take out your son's inanity.
Not his inanity. Oh, when the Hindenburg blew up. Oh, the inanity. The Hindenburg was a blimp. A blimp is a large dirigible.
It is not a rock band. But, I mean, just the hypocrisy of it. It's just like, That's the blood curling part of politics is just you're watching this like train wreck every day.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're going and everyone's just talking to their television.
Yeah. And it's I mean, when you look at it, it's just a small group of people.
It's a total.
If you travel around the country, totally. Which I suggest everybody should do,
yes.
Get out, walk around, talk to people because It's a small group of people. If you go across the country, everybody, we all got the same problems. How do we pay our bills? How do we take care of our kids?
That's exactly
right. How do we have a little, you know, some good time while we're here, you know, and try and help out? There's plenty more of those people than there are. It's a small group that are controlling everything. And it's not just in this country. It's every country. Radicals, it's a small group of people.
They're vocal.
But they make a lot of noise. They get a lot of, you know.
Now, I worked for Fox News for 13 years.
That's it. I'm out of here.
All right. Goodbye. I'm out of here. No, I was my claim to fame, which much to the chagrin of my very progressive relatives.
Right.
Is that I joined Fox News Channel out of Chicago and then moved to, and that's what brought me out to New York in 1997. I was with them through 2009.
What were you doing there?
I was the guy that was
making up stories.
Yes, I was the fair and balanced. So, we need fair.
I couldn't be balanced because I don't drink enough water. So I was lightheaded and I went.
I would have been balanced, but I was sweating when I got out of the shower. I was a guy that got the network distributed across television across the entire country. That was me.
How many people out there hate John Malkin right now?
And when I go home for my family reunions, I have to sit in a corner.
Yeah.
You ruined our country!
Sit with the kids.
Yeah, but so I would have the... I'd try and settle these people down. Like, because they, you know, they think, like, because they watch cable news, right?
Right.
And they think that, you know, like, billions of people are watching these networks. And I have to tell them, like, you know, there's what, 340 million people in our country, of which, let's say, 200 million. What were the elections? Like, 150 million people, 160 million people vote, like 88, whatever heck it is, and all that. There's like
I voted three times, three times,
and vote often.
Yeah,
but I try and tell people like you know, the primiest, timiest of Fox News show, which is the maybe 2.5 million people. So it's not like you know people think like you know you got like billions of people watching. No, there's not a lot of people. So to your point, it's like you get out of the ecosphere of this noise.
Oh, it's a bubble.
It's a teeny little bubble.
Yeah.
But everyone thinks like, you know, oh, Fox News is ruining the country. No, it's not. And MSA, no, they're not ruining it. There's not a lot of people watching it.
No.
CNN, 500,000 people watch CNN. It's not a lot of people.
Yeah. And they make their money by
they
viewers. So the more controversial
like
they can be, you know, the more bombastic, the more, oh, you know, the world's coming to an end. People are like, oh my God.
Right. And that's crazy. And then, like, and then there's like 700 polls, right? That's the thing that kills you.
How did the Polish people get into this?
They're very good at counting.
They make fun of them, but they're
very good at counting. Yeah. But you have like there's like 700 polls, and then like at the end of the election, it's always like 50-50, and people are shocked.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Really?
Yeah. There's no way that this person can win. We've taken all of these polls. It's not, and then that person wins. And it's just like what, you know,
and the people are shocked. Yeah. They're stunned.
Dewey defeats Truman, you know? I mean, come on.
That's right, man.
Check your history. Google it.
Yeah. So, anyways, I don't know. Is your family political? I mean, do you sit around? When you guys get together, do you sit around?
No.
No one talks politics.
No. I stay away from it completely.
We used to.
I have friends
to be
that are completely opposite of what I think, and they will spew, but they'll voice their opinions.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm driving in a car sometimes, and I got two or three of them there, and they're talking about this. I just sit in the back, and I'm just I don't say a word because I don't want to get.
It's like they're trying to convince you. You
know, no, this side is so bad. They're both sides are. I know. They're awful.
But they feel. But like people have this, like they have this, like this. They have this urge. They feel like there's this necessity that, like, it's almost like their therapist. Like I have to persuade you because then I can feel better about myself and knowing that I've convinced you that that's not, you know, that's, oh, I got this guy now. So now we're gonna win New Jersey. Yeah.
I mean, years ago, it was just your family had to listen to your spewing crap. Now you have access to a phone. And you're sharing your opinions with whoever. I mean, if you go online and just on your feed and you're looking, somebody makes a comment and all the responses to it, it's just like, come on.
Oh, my God.
Do you really think that this side hates America or that side hates? They don't hate America. No. You know, we love this country.
We do.
You know?
We do. Yeah. I'm a fly wearer.
Yeah, go.
So when I had my band, I had this band called The Simple Radicals, and I wrote the song called Rich Man Want to Be King.
Right.
And I did not steal that line from Springsteen.
Yes, you did.
I did. And anyway, so, and we, you know, we released our album, and so I was at the studio, and the studio was like, you know, we should do a video for this song. And I made it about Trump. This is going back a few years ago. And I played a band of Trumps. I had me playing the guitar, wearing the Trump mask and the suit and all that. And so the video.
Good choice wearing a mask.
I did have the mask on. And so, but it was in jest. It was a joke. It was to joke.
Oh,
it was to make fun.
No.
Right. And we had all this. And the guy who shot the video was fantastic. Anyway, so we put it up on YouTube, you know. It had like 100,000 views in like 10 minutes. I know, it was crazy. And then the comments start rolling in. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like, you know, I was
just like,
this is...
Better have a thick skin.
Well, I didn't have my name on it, but my God, the people. And then, but the comments to the comments.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And then people just go back and forth. Yeah. You know, it's like, geez, people. Yeah. My God.
Yeah, I know.
Settle down.
These are the things you should settle in the street.
Exactly.
Just get into a fist fight and that'll be it. It's crazy. It really is crazy.
Yeah. Then I started getting nervous. Like, you know, then there's people out there that's like, you know, where's this guy live?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
They're out in front of your house picking
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's just crazy. I mean, it's just.
Yeah. The world has gotten extremely.
Now, have
crazy.
You voted? Do you make it a obligation to vote? Even if you don't like any candidates?
Yes.
Same here. Because those people say, like, I'm not going to vote this year. You know what? People die.
It took me a while.
Yeah.
Because,
people die for a right to vote. Yes. I'm going to vote.
It's an easy thing. Well, it was an easy thing to do.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
It seems to be getting harder and harder. But, you don't want people that shouldn't be voting. But if there is a number, it's a small number.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And they blow it out of proportion. It's not like 200 million people are coming in and voting, and dead people.
Yeah.
You're not voting more than once or twice.
The dead people only vote like three times.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's usually Chicago.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, how did Kennedy get in?
That's exactly right, baby. Thank you, Mayor Daley.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I feel like, you know, that's one thing, you know, and that's the other thing. It's like, You're going into the polling booth, and it's really getting down to the point where you're voting for the lesser of two evils. So sad.
Yeah.
So sad.
And sometimes, I mean, local elections. I mean, maybe you'll know the person.
You know the guy.
You like, you don't follow policy on a day to day basis. So it's just like, well, he's Italian. Yeah, I'll vote for him. He seems
like
a nice
guy. Horse racing.
He bought me a drink once.
I like the color of his bib.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it comes down to.
It does come down to that. Yeah. It's just like, I don't know who these people are.
I mean,
I have no idea what they, you know, they want to get involved. Okay, that's a good thing.
I mean, that's like going back to this whole main thing. It's like these people are forced to go and, you know, you could vote for Susan Collins.
Yeah, yeah.
Who just sounds like she got off the set of Golden Girls.
Yeah, yeah.
You know. Yeah.
She's doing a bad Katharine Hepburn impersonation.
I know. Remember that thing that you'd wrap around your stomach and would shake the fat off of you and you'd be talking like this for about 10 minutes.
Can you shut that off for a couple of minutes?
That's how she sounds like all the time. But I mean, it's like, you know, people are going like, I don't like either of these people. Do I go for the rapist or I go for Grandma Collins? I mean, they have to decide.
Yeah. Well, look at Mitch McConnell. They don't even know what kind of guy. We don't even know if he's still alive.
I don't think he knows he's still alive.
You know, his wife takes off for China.
China.
Yeah, China.
Digging a vagina.
Yeah. You know, it's just like, well, come on.
This is where
we
are.
What are we doing?
What are we doing? Yeah. What are we doing? What are we doing? I know what we're doing now.
What are we doing?
We're ending our show.
Oh, come on.
We had it's half an hour. Our time is up.
Nicole fell asleep 20 minutes ago.
Nicole has been out for... You can't see her. All right, so I ChatGPT'd outro lines
right
for our show.
Okay.
Because we need a line that says we're
because
done.
Because we're not going to create it on our own.
We can't. And it says, take a statin.
Drink water. That's our outro line.
So ChatGPT went with option 5, and then in parentheses, my favorite because it ties directly into your title, which is... Thanks for sitting down with us today. Until next time, don't just sit there. Stand up.
I like it. It sounds good. We'll probably change it by the next episode. But for now, that's the outro we're going with.
Good to see you, man.
Good to see
you. Another good show.
Yes.
Until next time, don't just sit there. Stand up.
Yeah. The only thing